Welcome to The Long and Short of the Week Ahead, a production of Eurizon SLJ Capital that takes a look at the macroeconomic themes of the week ahead and has been recorded for professional investors. My name is Matt Jones, Head of Distribution for Eurizon SLJ Capital, and I'm joined today by Neil Staines, Senior Portfolio Manager. Welcome back, Neil. It's great to have you here with us again.
Thanks very much, Matt. It's great to be here.
So this week's been very US and Eurozone focused, obviously with the CPI print and the ECB meeting. Next week brings a bigger UK focus. So what are you looking out for in the UK this week?
Absolutely. Thanks, Matt. Yeah, it's a huge week for the UK, really. I think we see the employment report for February, March on Tuesday, a CPI print for March on Wednesday, and retail sales for March again also on Friday. And we also get Governor Bailey speaking on both Tuesday and Wednesday. So this brings the focus sharply back onto the path of UK rates. Currently, we are pricing 53 basis points of UK rate cuts this year, and that is down from 71 basis points at the start of this week, as markets have been dragged by the hawkish repricing we've seen in the US as a function of the CPI print. Now, we expect the data this week to question that repricing, and is it even possible that the UK could move without the Fed starting sometime around the middle of this year? Now, headline inflation is expected to drop to 3.1% in March. That's 4.1% on the core measure. And we've heard from the MPC's Megan Green this week that she expects inflation to hit target in May, albeit very briefly. So that draws back into the consideration inflation back at target. If growth is continuing to slow or remain weak, as the data this week suggests, then we could be seeing warmer weather, cooler data, and moves towards rate cuts in the UK.
So, as you say, the US data and rhetoric is clearly dominant in global rates markets. So, what should we look out for in the US next week?
Yeah, the US still remains very dominant, particularly in the rate space. And following on from the disappointment in the CPI print, or disappointingly high CPI print that we saw in the US this week, next week we see the focus on the other side of the Fed's mandate as we look at the retail sales for March. Now, as we expand further in this week's blog, at the moment we have an odd dynamic where markets are trying to price higher inflation, higher rates, and higher growth at the same time, as something that we think is very difficult to achieve in the longer run, particularly when we see the pressure on the top side on inflation coming from factors such as insurance and medical services. Ultimately, for us, that reflects more of a tightening of consumer financing and is something that is not consistent with continued expansion of growth and or rates going forward. Q1 earnings reports will start in earnest next week after a few releases in the banking sector at the back end of this week. And we also get a number of Fed speakers. Ultimately, as we reference also in this week's blog, the ECB continue to focus on the element of confidence in the data in order to begin their rate cutting cycle. That element of confidence is also going to be very important in equity sentiment following on from Q1 earnings. So that's going to be another focus for us next week.
And what about the rest of the world? Are there any notable events in the wider global macroeconomic space for markets to focus on?
There certainly are, yeah. We get Q1 earnings are going to be mirrored across the rest of the world, and that shift in global sentiment is going to be important for us to monitor. In China, we get the suite of data for March. That's industrial production, retail sales, investment and unemployment. And alongside that, we get the Q1 GDP. And that'll be very important, really, for markets to gauge the post-Chinese New Year economic trajectory. We also get German ZEW out. Again, another important factor in the global economy is how Germany recovers from the recent stresses that it's had. And it will be an integral part of the considerations in the updated IMF World Economic Outlook that we get next week as part of the spring meetings of the IMF and the World Bank. We are expecting that the prospect of an upgraded global economic outlook or global growth forecast for this year and perhaps next year as Europe and China continue to rebound. So there'll be a number of sessions and a more global perspective and a chance for us to reflect on a more international basis.
Fantastic, thank you. An interesting week ahead indeed. But in the meantime, it's the weekend and I took your advice last weekend, got some vitamin D. I even dusted off the barbecue.
Wonderful.
But what are you going to have your eye on this weekend?
Yeah, hopefully we get some more of that nice weather this weekend. Football is back after a busy week of European action with a full Premiership schedule. Newcastle versus Spurs and West Ham versus Fulham, the pick of the weekend's action. Formula One has a week off between Suzuka and Shanghai, but for me, it's all about the golf. My second favourite sporting event of the year after the Six Nations is the US Masters from Augusta. And if the weather continues to hold out, it should be some thrilling action.
Fantastic. I hope you enjoy that. And thank you for joining us and for outlining your thoughts on the week ahead. I look forward to catching up with you next week.
Thanks very much, Matt. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for joining us for the long and short of the week ahead. Further insights are available on our website, horizonsljcapital.com. We look forward to you joining us again next week for more insights into macroeconomic events and the long and short of the week ahead. Information, data and views were accurate as at the time of recording. The views expressed by presenters are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of Horizon SLJ Capital, Horizon Capital or the Intesa Sanpaolo Group. The information and opinions contained in this recording are for information purposes only and do not purport to be full or complete. The recording is directed at professional investors only and is not intended for and should not be relied upon by other investors. The information in this recording does not constitute an offer to buy, sell, or the solicitation of any offer to buy or sell securities or any derivatives.